Welcome to Military History Podcast. My name is George Hageman, and you are listening to episode number 13, Non-Lethal Technology. This episode is not based off a suggestion, but it is based off my web poll, which can be found on my website at www.militaryhistorypodcast.blogspot.com. So, if you haven't seen my poll, go check it out and pick your favorite topic. This episode is based off of the book Future War by John B. Alexander, which I've just finished reading. And it's a very good book, so if you like this episode at all, you should go read Future War for more information. And if you have any comments or suggestions, email me at my new email address, militaryhistorypodcast@gmail.com. So, for non-lethal warfare, we first have to learn the motive for it. There are many reasons, and the first is because in our modern-day world, the ultimate goal really is to achieve peace. And since war through diplomacy isn't very traditional and it's not followed very much, non-lethal warfare is the next best thing. And non-lethal technology and weapons are advantageous because, here are just a few examples, if there is an important target that needs to be interrogated and you don't want to kill him, you can just subdue him with non-lethal weapons. Or if there's a hostage situation and you don't want innocent people getting hurt, you can just immobilize them to keep them out of danger. And just above all, if you just don't want to destroy human life. There are many more non-lethal weapons than the ones I'll mention in this episode, but in accordance with the subtitle of my podcast, I only show the very interesting stuff, so hopefully you share the same interests as I do. Lasers are used to visually impair an enemy and to scare them. To start, they visually impair an enemy by, one example is when they're used in the field, lasers can be shined in any enemy's eyes and cause them to lose sight temporarily. And therefore, they cannot shoot where the light is coming from, and thereby immobilizing the target. However, lasers will not permanently blind the enemy, so that's a plus, but there are very cheap lasers for only around $1,400 on the black market that can blind people, and there have been many incidences of planes crashing due to these lasers. As for the scaring them tactic, one example of this was in Somalia when U.S. Rangers spotted an enemy mortar team through a window in a distant building. The natural reaction without non-lethal weapons would have been to just call in air support and bomb the building. And if this way was followed, there would be a risk of collateral damage, which means civilian deaths. Instead, the Rangers shined a laser into the window, causing the mortar team to be basked in bright green light. The mortar team, not wanting to die, put down their weapons, exited the building, and allowed themselves to be captured. So, that's an example of lasers neutralizing the enemy. One more example of this is when lasers are placed on someone's chest, so there's many ominous dots on the person's chest. The enemy, seeing that he has been marked, would then put down the weapon and thereby eliminate the threat. So, lasers are very good at preventing confrontation. The one problem with lasers, one of the big problems with lasers, is that they weigh 40 pounds, and therefore, a soldier must choose between carrying the laser or his primary weapon. And naturally, the soldier would choose the weapon over the laser, so it hasn't been very popular so far.